the weekend.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. That's right. Baby, it is cold outside. Well, it's the middle of winter. It's supposed to be cold, but in some places, not like this. It's a negative 125 someplace right now. What's one of the worst things that can happen during winter? No, it's not running out of hot chocolate and Doritos for the Super Bowl. No, it's losing power. If you lose power, you ain't watching the Super Bowl. But how do you avoid losing power? We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, what is one of the better ways to stay warm? Exercise, staying fit, jumping around, moving, getting the blood pumping. So, time once again here on America Weekend for another edition of Fit in a Minute. Here is Lisa Ritchie.
If you're new to the healthy fit lifestyle, don't get overwhelmed. A few simple steps can get you on your way. A fit brain is just as important as a fit body. Why do you want to get in shape? For health reasons? To lower medications? Attend a special event or be more active with your kids? Whatever the reason, keep reminding yourself about it. Repeat the mantra, after me, you come first. Others' needs are important, but you should always take care of yourself in order to be able to help others. Write down your goals. They should be smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Keep a journal. Jot down every bite that goes into your mouth, including liquids. It'll help you see any mindless or emotional eating, and the same goes for your workouts. Write down what you did, for how long, and how you felt. Clean house. Remove all those unhealthy foods from your kitchen. Buy whole foods such as vegetables, fruits, whole grains, healthy fats, and avoid processed foods as much as possible. Surround yourself with positive, encouraging people, and start small. A 10-mile bike ride could be overwhelming. Start slowly, adding to your time or distance in small increments. I'm Lisa Ritchie, certified personal trainer. And that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Okay, how to avoid losing power this winter. Imagine a driving rain and a window rattling crack of thunder jolt you awake. Yes, thunder in the winter, sometimes it happens. You notice the lights flicker, but they come back and you think to yourself, no harm done, and you go back to sleep. But the next morning, you oversleep. Your alarm clock, it's flashing 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You have been the unfortunate victim of a voltage surge, which are an especially nasty and costly example of the power interference that occurs in homes every day. Fortunately, there are actions you can take towards achieving surge protection for your home and belongings. To kick things off, let's talk quickly about the two most common forms of power interference that can impact you as a homeowner. What about voltage dips? A voltage dip happens when motors in high draw devices such as dishwashers and refrigerators come on and greatly reduce the energy available for other devices. What about the other one, a voltage surge? The most serious form of power interference is the voltage surge. This momentary rise in voltage can start inside or outside a home and can damage sensitive electronic equipment such as computers, home entertainment centers, treadmills, those big TVs, and other electronic devices. What is the solution? Two types of surge protection available to homeowners today. The most common, the most familiar form of surge protection is the good old surge suppressor, usually seen in the form of a power strip, which can handle surges up to 6,000 volts. The surge arrestor, on the other hand, is installed in or near the main service panel of a home and offers surge protection against voltage surges up to 20,000 volts, like if your house was struck by lightning. Surge suppressors are designed to handle the smaller surges that can occur hundreds of times a day in a typical home's wiring. This is when devices with motors such as hair dryers, refrigerators, and water pumps turn off. Suddenly, the energy these devices were consuming is diverted elsewhere in the form of excess voltage. Surges also occur when the electric company switches power from one geographic area off the grid to another, and when the supply and demand in the region changes. Although they may never be strong enough to destroy electronic components, these frequent small surges can slowly break down the wiring insulation, causing electronic devices to operate improperly and wear out prematurely. I never knew that. All right, what about the surge arrestors? For more complete surge protection, you'll need a whole house surge arrestor, which has the capacity to protect against large surges up to 20,000 volts. designed to protect switches, outlets, appliance motors, the circuit breaker box, and all the wiring in the home. Surge arresters pick up where surge suppressors leave off. If you're going to get a surge arrester, you need an electrician to do it. When I had my basement converted into a home studio several years ago, he said to me, "You want me to put a surge arrester on, right?" And I said, "No," because I had my $20 surge suppressor that I purchased down at the old Home Depot. He said, "That ain't going to do it if you have a big problem. In next to my electric service in my basement is a surge arrester." Stay with us. When we come back, Ted David, another edition of America's Business. And then you'll be shocked how much time off, paid time off, people in other parts of the world are getting and you are not. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute on the road.
Frank, I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I belong to one of the hog chapters. Got a clubhouse.
Raising money for vets.
We do 2 veterans runs a year. We have a good time doing it.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute fundraisers.
I think we had on our last VA run, we had 600 motorcycles.
What's the logistics on a big run like that?
We stage at our dealership, do about a 50-mile run up through the North Country. We come back, they got a band and a barbecue. The money goes to our troops, the veterans. So that's a good thing, and it's a lot of fun, and it brings a lot of people out. It gets us a lot of good publicity, which I think the bikers need.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was named MVP of both the NCAA Final Four and the NBA Finals.
Worthy follows it in for 35 points.
He's a 7-time NBA All-Star who won 3 championships with the LA Lakers, all on his way to the NBA Hall of Fame. So, where is James Worthy now? These days, James is the outspoken host of the Lakers' pre- and post-game shows. He's also CEO of Worthy Enterprises, and he's chairman of the James Worthy Foundation, helping at-risk youth and military veterans. But James still made time to beam into Star Trek The Next Generation as a Klingon.
I will feed him.
And the Emmy goes to... I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.